There was a time when, for soldiers of all nations, this was a street of joy.
You can see up here we have the Olympus Hotel. It was the Red Light Hotel, I remember the Olympus.
Yeah.
From what I'm told from the older UN soldiers that had been here before, that was the in place to come in its heyday.
Famed for the generosity and intelligence of its women folk. It looks rather joyless as we speak. There are, of course, no cars on these dead streets, so I was surprised to be offered a tour of a showroom. Not much of a showroom.
No, you can tell by the stench the septic tank takes for unpleasant tours. Right off, you can see what they keep down here. Since 1974, you've got some 50-odd cars which were left brand new. They haven't been touched since. Because of the way the buffer zone runs, the Turkish forces won't allow the owner of these cars to take them out through the buffer zone. So they've stuck here until they can find some sort of a equitable agreement. But you've got 50-odd brand new cars.
We do 15 years.
Yes, exactly.
Ralph Denktash, the Turkish Cypriot leader, accepts an embrace at a military parade held to celebrate the anniversary of the invasion. Just a few streets away, the parade can be seen in its aerodynamic aspects by the Greeks, and its triumphant music is clearly audible to them. To the Greeks, everything about the Turkish parade is an insult and a provocation. Commemorating the invasion in a different way, a fierce cohort of Greek Cypriot women managed to break through into the dead zone and occupy it for several days. This was the moral equivalent of an assault and was taken very seriously.
You are studying the situation, I suggest that you leave. The Turkish security forces have arrived and there is no way that I can guarantee your safety.
When the Greeks look north, they tend to see not a minority, but the army of a much larger neighbor. When the Turks see unarmed women, they see the advance guard of a possible Greek revenge for the humiliation of 1974. Every image on the island returns us to that fateful year.
These white painted rocks on the mountain slope behind me were painted by the Turks.
But it was all for the benefit of the Greek Cypriots. They were painted white, not for decoration, but for propaganda. At a distance of many miles, from all the way across the frontier, they can be seen as the outline of an immense Turkish flag and an accompanying slogan. And what they taunt the Greeks with is the thought that northern Cyprus might be Turkish forever, and that no Greek feet would ever tread these mountains again. I began this journey at an empty modern airport, stranded in time since 1974, and I ended up at an even more grotesque location, at an empty modern city, abandoned by its 50,000 inhabitants, who fled it at gunpoint in the same year. It stands on the eastern extremity of Cyprus, a ghost town. No journalists are permitted by the Turks to visit Varosha, the new suburb of historic Famagusta. Having tried to get a sense of it from the air, I tried an approach by sea, only to be repelled by Austrian soldiers of the United Nations.
You crossed the maritime security line.
What's the problem?
This is a UN control area.
And?
What and?
So what? What have we done? What's the problem? Tell me.
This is a UN control area. Go back or we call the police.
Finally, I crossed again to the north, walked as close to the fence as I could, and then climbed to the top of an hotel, like this blitzed one, to look over the wire into the Forbidden City. For 15 years, Varosha has stood reproachfully void of human presence, vacant testimony to the waste and inhumanity of partition, that barren and artificial symbol of political failure.